In our previous year, we mentioned the fact that the Nevi'im and the Mefarshim explain that the destruction of the Goyim in the time of Goyg u'Magoyg is going to be very swift, very quick. And we use the Lashon b'sreifa achas, like in one burning, in one session, the Eibishter is going to destroy all the Goyim. And the Shaila is, why is it going to be that way? Well, how come when it comes to getting out of this galus, things are taking so long, it's very difficult. And yet when Mashiach comes, when it comes to dealing with Goyg u'Magoyg, boom, we're able to destroy them all in such a quick pace. So there's a fascinating mimer of the Alter Rebbe, where the Alter Rebbe explains this. It's in Sefer Maimorim Aktsorim. The Alter Rebbe has a Sefer where it's called the Short Maimorim of the Alter Rebbe. And in this Sefer, he has a mimer. Look at the whole mimer. It's on the left side of your page, which the Alter Rebbe is explaining in this mimer, why is it that Golos is taking so long? What's going on? Why is Golos so long? And the Alter Rebbe explains that there is a certain advantage when somebody is open, direct, chutzpahdik, straight to your face. Like in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, time of the Nevi'im, you had Yidin that they served Avodah Zarah. But they were open about it, that this is what we are doing, this is what we want to do. So then it's easier to bring them to tshuva, because you're able to deal with the issue directly. We're going to start from the middle of the Maimer. There's a little pintle, a little dot, where it says, Avol Golos Hazev. It says, Avol Golos Hazev, this Golos, Hu Bechinas Lavan Ho'arami. This is not the Golos of Esav, of Edoim. We first have to elevate Lavan. Shadar Yaakov Etzlei Esrim Shana. It took 20 years to elevate Lavan. Ad she'ichniyo, until he broke him, he bent him, he destroyed the clip of Lavan. What took so long? Why was Lavan so difficult? What's so difficult about the clip of Lavan that it takes such a long amount of time in order to elevate him? Says the Alter Rebbe. Bibneishu gnevas das v'ramos. Because we're talking about somebody that's a trickster, or someone in Avodas Hashem that's fooling themselves. When someone is fooling themselves, it's so much harder to straighten them out. If you're open and direct, and you say, I don't care about this, I'm doing this, and I can explain to you directly what's wrong, so you get the point, you do tshuva. What if someone convinces himself that he's okay? And every time he hears Musar, he thinks that you're talking about the guy next to him. No, I'm talking about you. Yeah, you. I'm talking about you. But every time you hear that, yeah, it means the guy next door to me. So you never internalize this. You never take it to yourself. And it takes so long to get into the guy's head to say, no, you Dreykov, we're talking about you. Look what the Alter Rebbe says. She'im ha'yidea kol echad v'echad mi'Yisroel. If a person would realize that with every Aveira he separates himself from the Eibishter, and you have no part in with the Eibishter, with Alikus, nobody would do it. Because who would allow himself to be separate from the Eibishter? So what's the problem? He says, no, the Yitzhara tells you, what's the big deal? You're still okay. You're still a good bocher. You're still a chassidus shayid. You did this avei that's kleinekaitin compared to your great standard that you're holding by. In other words, it's a certain trickery. Yitzhara goinev daitoi she'eni yidea kiberahu. The Yetzirah fools you to think that you're not the one that's bad. It's okay, you're all good. The Yetzirah is very good at pulling the wool over our eyes. It tricks us, like Lavan. It takes such a long time till we get rid of this klipa, because Pasha, we're fooled. V'zalim lovin garti. It takes a long time, and that's really what's going on in this galus. We're dealing with a crazy people, people that think that they're good, and they're really not, and it's very difficult to elevate this klipa. However, when you deal with Esav, Esav is a bovan. Esav is a terrorist, but he's straight to your face. He's open, direct. I hate you. Okay, so now you know who you're dealing with. There's no love on tricky, smiley person. He tells you very straight who he is. Shayetzahara oimid b'farhesya, which the Mechemes Goygo Mogik says the Alter Rebbe is the fight of Esav. Therefore, we're talking about a Yetzahara, which is identifying clear and saying, I'm the Yetzahara. So in such a case, b'meira yinatzchai, direct, straight, boom, he's gone. So therefore, b'sreifa achas, we can get rid of Goygo Mogik because it represents the clip of Esav, which is not pulling any trickery, it's not pulling any ramos. It's very open, it's very direct, it's very clear about where it stands. Now, there is a very, very scary shtickle in Keser Shem Tov, in the Isophis Ois Tov, where the inyan of Goygu Mogai gets translated into those which are loichem in Teiras HaChassidus. Read with me together. If you wouldn't see it printed, it would be hard to say these words. From the time that Chassidus started to be revealed, from the time of the Baal Shem Tov, Nisraba Apikursim Dafka. The Apikursis to Chassidus and Bechlau became bigger. All the reform and all this klipa, because it's fighting the Gili of Teresa Chassidus. V'lechein b'soif ha-golos hu tikboides klipas Apikursis. In the end of Golos, we're having the strengthening of the klipa of Apikursis. Show inyan melchemes goyg u'mogoyg. This is a yiruchnius dika melchemes goyg u'mogoyg, where klipa is trying to fight the gili of Teres Echsidus. O machishim mitzias alikus legamri. And they deny completely the existence of alikus. You have the reform movement that they don't believe that the Torah was given by the Eibishter. Judaism is a culture. Judaism is a social construct. They don't look at it as a religious, you know, it's not a religious commitment. Hagam shemheir mein gilid losher deidach. Even though Chassidus is giving you a taste of Mashiach, so seemingly everyone should be on board. At the same time, the Eibishter put into the world the ability of Goygu Mogoyg, of Klipa, of Apikursis to fight. At sheyuchlu loymer b'chutzpa afil ha-metzias gila likus. It reached us the point that even though we have the Gili of Teres HaBaal Shem Tov, which the Teres HaBaal Shem Tov is pushing the Gili of Teres HaShem Mashiach, they can still say Shem Divrei Sheker. People can laugh at Chassidus and laugh and say it's Divrei Sheker. That's how backwards it is. As the Rabbeim are giving us tastes and connecting us to Mashiach, they're coming along and saying, doesn't exist, Alikos, it's Divrei Sheker. This is a part of the spiritual fight of Mechemes Goyg u'Mogoy. Mezel simin she'er chadosh d'lasit kvar nigla l'mayla. The fact that there's having this Mechama of Apikorsis down here is a sign that the Giloy of Mashiach already started l'mayla. And because l'mayla, the Giloy of Mashiach started, so it's expressing itself lamata in two ways. In the Gili of Chassidus, but also in the Gili of Apikursis. Which, you know, everyone looks around and says, wow, this Apikursis, it's terrible. That's only a sign that the Gili of Teres of Mashiach is already going into the world. Now look in the paragraph right before, Shin Tzadik Tes. This is from the Rebbe Nishma Seid and the Rebbe Rashab. The Rebbe Rashab said, Chassidus v'tzayin biz Mashiach built Yisovik. There's no doubt Chassidus will be till Mashiach. Why? Because David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, like it was in the time of the Baal Shem Tov, the Maggid, and the Alter Rebbe, Unazai Shtendik, and also forever, Vazmir Zayin in Dachvun David. We, the Rabbeim, the Holy Rabbeim, are from David, but the Shtendik Zayin Biz Mashiachin. This Inyan of the Gili of Mashiach and the Malchus Beis David, which is Nizgala, through our Holy Rabbeim, is going to be here forever and constantly until Mashiach. So in short, we see clearly that the reason why the Chemez Goyg U'Mogoy could be quickly, because it's the Klipa of Esav and not the Klipa of Lavan, and therefore it's direct to your face, so we could destroy it much quicker. And the apikorsis against the Kfira and the Eibishter and the Kfira and the Chassidus, and that whole movement is a direct result of the spiritual Nechama of Goyg U'Mogoy and the Gili of Torah of Mashiach.